Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, with this brutal allergy season, we have some easy ways to find relief. We hear from the heroic pilot who successfully landed the Southwest plane when one of its engines failed. And after his mother passed away, this pro baseball player made an emotional return to the field. But first, we've previously reported on Top 30 about a pending lawsuit that, if successful, would force coffee retailers in the state of California to warn customers that drinking coffee may cause cancer. A judge on the Los Angeles Superior Court finalized his ruling, and now cancer warnings will be served with your coffee, in California at least. The Council for Education and Research on Toxics, or CERT, sued about 90 coffee retailers, including Starbucks, Peet's, and Keurig Green Mountain. They argued the retailers were in violation of a California law that requires companies to warn consumers about products that contain chemicals known to cause cancer. The chemical in question is acrylamide, a byproduct from the coffee roasting process. The coffee companies didn't dispute the chemical exists in coffee, but they argued it's only in trace amounts. They also cited several studies showing the health benefits of drinking coffee. But the judge decided the coffee companies couldn't prove the benefits outweighed the risks.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I'm hearing there is bad news from Ford.
That's right, Richard. Ford is suspending production of its F-150 trucks after a fire at its supplier's facility. The F-150 is America's top-selling vehicle. Other automakers, including General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, and Mercedes, are also affected. It's unknown how long the factories will be closed. Dr. Dre, the legendary rap icon, has lost a trademark battle with a gynecologist whose name is also Dr. Dre. That's Dre with an AI. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office ruled that given their different careers, it's unlikely that anyone could get the two mixed up. Best Buy hit the refresh button on its logo. The yellow and black price tag logo we've all come to know is being updated. The words Best Buy will now be outside the yellow price tag.
Nicole, any more changes from the company?
The retailer is also updating its website and has a new ad campaign. Customers can also expect to see new uniforms, store signage, and shopping bags, according to the company.
Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
Three American detainees were released this week from a North Korean prison and brought back to the U.S. with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. They were greeted by President Trump and the First Lady when they landed just outside of Washington, D.C. And Harvey Weinstein's estranged wife, Georgina Chapman, has spoken out for the first time since last year when dozens of women accused her husband of sexual assault. "I was so humiliated and so broken," she told Vogue. "It's still so very, very raw." And almost 30 years after Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will reunite for Bill and Ted 3.
No way!
The movie will be called Bill and Ted Face the Music, and it's currently in pre-production. So tune up those air guitars, guys.
The hero pilot who successfully landed a Southwest plane after one of its engines failed is speaking out about the ordeal. It's been about a month since Tammy Jo Schultz was in the cockpit of flight 1380 from New York to Dallas. The former naval fighter pilot says takeoff was normal, but there was a loud bang when they got to about 32,000 feet. That's when the plane banked to the left and one of the engines started shaking, causing the whole plane to vibrate. Schultz said she and her co-pilot, Darren Elliser, realized something was seriously wrong.
"My first thoughts were actually, oh, here we go, just because it seemed like a flashback to some of the Navy flying that we had done. But really, Darren was just very easy to communicate with, and we had to use hand signals because it was loud, and there was, it was just hard to communicate for a lot of different reasons."
The plane's cabin pressure quickly dropped, and controlling the plane became difficult, so they decided to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia. They were able to land safely, and Schultz was commended for her calm and leadership during the ordeal. One of the windows in the plane had shattered, leading to the death of a passenger. The NTSB is still investigating what caused the plane's engine to fail.
A new poll reveals that nearly half of Americans say they use Facebook several times a day, and it's become a habit. Social media has been found to have negative effects on relationships. So with us today is Dr. Courtney Warren, who's also a contributor for Exaholics.com. Dr. Courtney, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
You know, it's been a while since I've been in the dating game, but how would you say social media is influencing relationships today?
We have so much more information about the people that we're dating. Mm-hmm. You can Google them. You can look them up. You can be their Facebook friend. It also makes it incredibly hard to have privacy.
Yeah, and then when you... If you break up, you kind of hold on to the relationship. Is that true?
Yes, especially if you were madly in love and you were so in love with them and then it ends. Yeah. You so drastically want to maintain a connection. And oftentimes that manifests in stalking behavior or some version of trying to figure out what they're doing.
So what are some tips you have on how to deal with breakups in this social media age?
If you're trying to start a new life as a single person, that means you really need some space. Yeah. You need to create a new life for yourself without them for a while. So on Exaholics.com, one of the things we really recommend is that you count the days that you have not initiated contact with your ex.
And I'd imagine the more days that go by, you feel more confident and better about yourself.
Absolutely, because you will start to see not only what you want in the future, but grieve the end of what was.
Yeah. Dr. Courtney, great advice. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, it was delightful.
You know, speaking of social media, Instagram has become a popular way to share pictures and videos, and that's having an impact on what you see and even eat at some restaurants. Foodandwine.com showcased some of the places that are making an effort to make their building more Insta-friendly. Heartwood Coffee Roastery was named the most beautiful coffee shop in Ohio by Architectural Digest. The owner said he built a store visually that he'd be able to display on Instagram. And the strategy can even influence bathroom decor. Check out the banana wallpaper at Media Noche in San Francisco. It has become a popular spot for Instagram pictures. And the restaurant has also developed these moon bars that are meant to be pictured with the pink and green tile on the floor as a backdrop. So forget the dimly lit mood lighting. Some restaurants are taking their cue from social media and making sure their layout is Insta-ready.
This week, Uber unveiled designs for a flying taxi. The craft has rotors on the wings to provide lift, similar to a helicopter, and a propeller on the tail to generate thrust, like a plane. It will be powered using electricity. The company says the taxis will be able to cruise at 200 miles per hour at altitudes of 1,000 or 2,000 feet. Uber Air would fly people around between rooftop stations where they could land and take off. Each vehicle would have 4 passengers, which Uber says would keep the price down. After a few years, it would cost the same as a ride of the same distance in an Uber X. Uber has partnered with aerospace companies, including Bell and Aurora Flight Sciences, to build the aircraft. It will work on air traffic and safety with NASA. The first demonstrations are planned for 2020 in Los Angeles, Dallas, and Dubai. The company hopes to launch fly sharing in 2023. A black student at Yale says a white student called campus police on her after she fell asleep in a common area of her dorm. Lolade Sionbola used Facebook Live to document her encounter with campus police as they questioned her. The video has more than 800,000 views and has sparked outrage online. And it is a fascinating case, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, just to watch the video and just hear the interaction. Lolade, you can hear her in the video saying, I deserve to be here. I paid tuition like everybody else. I am not going to justify my existence here. It's not even a conversation.
It's one of those where you see it from her point of view and that all makes sense. If you look at it from the police's point of view, they wanted to make sure she was supposed to be there. She had the key to her room, but her name on her ID didn't quite match up. And they were really just following procedure. Yeah. The issue actually is not what the police did. It's why a white student called the police on her when she was simply asleep.
I think the bigger conversation, as you, you know, alluded to, one of the many everyday incidents of oppression, whether it be people of color or women or someone having to deal with sexual orientation, whatever it is, people are seeing it now. It's not just a rumor, oh, this happens. With social media,
that sense of empowerment.
Right, we see these incidents.
Yeah, you're not getting away with this.
Right.
800,000 people are going to see it.
Yeah, exactly. And people, social media is going crazy about this one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on and talk about Mother's Day. When you give your mom her Mother's Day present this week, watch her closely because a new survey by Groupon says 40% of moms fake reactions to gifts they don't like. The number one fake response, listen closely here, is thank you. Other fake responses include, I really needed one of these.
I mean, what is the correct thing to do? Is the correct thing to be really honest in the moment? Honesty is basically not always the best policy, is it? Is it? I mean, sometimes someone does look dreadful in an outfit and they ask you what you think.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is be nice, right, rather than tell the truth. And here, the nicest thing to do in a way is to lie.
Well, I think the takeaway here is to get your mom a good present. Get your mom what she actually wants. And what moms want is something sentimental and heartfelt, quality time.
Is that right?
Something, I asked my husband, all I want is 8 hours of sleep. Like, I want 8 solid hours.
The best way to not have your mom lie to you is to do what I do and buy her nothing.
No, that is not okay. I'm gonna convince him to get his mom some flowers. Okay. In the meantime, Top 30, we'll be right back. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 New York, Marine Corps Sergeant Kirstie Ennis and Air Force Senior Airman Caitlin Sheehan just received $5,000 from the FDNY, and they plan to raise even more when they hike Mount Denali, the highest peak in North America. The retired servicewomen are using the climb to help Building Homes for Heroes, which provides mortgage-free houses to veterans. If successful, the pair will be the first all-female veteran team to summit Denali, and Kirstie would also be the first female veteran amputee to accomplish the feat. Our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay. Irwin Technical College helped Pepin Academies get ready for prom.
It makes me feel pretty in a way that somebody would take the time out of their day to do my makeup.
The students of Pepin Academies have disabilities related to learning, and the Day of Beauty also served to inspire their post-high school goals.
They're not limited to their disabilities. They can, you know, come to a school like Irwin, learn a technical trade, and be very successful at it.
Our final story from Fox 4 Dallas. Peyton Stevens is diabetic and dreams of owning a service dog to help with monitoring his blood sugar levels, something he and his family have to do around the clock. Well, the price tag for the dog is steep, but thanks to classmate Molly Davis, Peyton is getting some help from his friends.
I was like, let's put together a fundraiser and get him the $35,000 that he needs to get a diabetes drug before he goes to college.
His high school will hold a dance-a-thon this weekend, and they'll all dance the night away for a noble cause. Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, announced it's partnering with and investing in a facial recognition company. The ticket provider says it hopes to introduce the technology to its venues. That means eventgoers could just walk in without a ticket and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to walk in and scan your face or anything like that. You would just walk in, not pause at all. In half a second, the time it takes to blink, people would know if you had a ticket or not.
That's very good. I don't suppose it will reduce the queues. Because of security incidents in the last couple of years, you're still going to have your bags checked, and they're still going to have to put a wand over you to make sure you haven't got weapons on you.
Yeah.
So it's still going to take a while. I think it's more about ticket touts, isn't it? That, you know, you can't really sell your face, right?
Yeah, no, you can't. I mean, you can't fling your face over there.
A ticket tout outside the venue would literally have to be Nicolas Cage from Face Off selling to John Travolta.
I love that movie, by the way.
That's a good movie. So I think that's what it's about. I think it's less about convenience for us.
Yeah.
But still, it's a smart move.
Yeah, and it would eliminate the lines outside.
Yeah, that's true. So now let's talk about a topic that can be uncomfortable for a worker: when to ask for a raise. Experts say there are three good times.
Three
good times.
When are these times?
They're sort of obvious, really. When you haven't got one in a while, when you can show that you've gone above and beyond, and when you've saved the company money or increased the revenue.
In that case, I think I need to have a conversation with the boss today. Kidding, but really, these are kind of common sense.
Yeah, I guess
or could make you feel confident when you do ask for a raise.
I mean, if you're in sales, you're always increasing the revenue. I mean, it sort of depends.
Well,
on
unless
you're not, then don't ask for a raise.
Right.
I mean, it's a psychological thing as much as a timing thing, isn't it? I think it's as much to do with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. If you have a reason and you believe you should get a raise, then you'll go in there with confidence and you won't be begging.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the arrogant that kind of win in these situations, that we're just willing to go in and do it.
Something tells me you have no problem asking for a raise. I mean that as a compliment.
Well, a backhanded compliment, because you also implied there that I'm arrogant, which I am.
You said it. Okay, so there's a new study out, and it shows 1 in 4 couples sleep apart to get a better night's sleep. It can be because the other is a loud sleeper, different bedtimes maybe, or just twitchy legs. Now, I thought this was interesting because experts say this is a good idea. They say sleeping apart doesn't necessarily equal your marriage is on the rocks.
No, I think it makes sense, really, that it's not helpful to share a bed with another human who just keeps moving in the night,
yeah,
making noises.
Right.
Right? It's just, yeah, better if that thing's not there, yeah, for your quality of sleep.
So right? It makes sense why people who sleep apart have, yeah, more energy. Yeah, it's more important what you do during the day, experts say, like holding hands, quality time, things like that.
I think when you're married, sleeping in separate beds can feel like a failure, and actually, it can lead to success.
That's what the experts say.
So separate tonight.
Canadians are coming together following the devastating Humboldt bus crash last month. One of the victims, Logan Boulay, signed his organ donor card just weeks before the bus crash took his life, and he ended up saving 6 lives. The Canadian Blood Services said the Humboldt tragedy inspired awareness, and nearly 100,000 Canadians signed up for organ donation in April alone. Logan's family says the surge in organ donation has been overwhelming.
We didn't really know that the ripple effect would happen, and how incredibly awesome that is, and how many people will benefit from that.
Health Canada says it's an extraordinary show of support for organ and tissue donation. It's so nice when something good is able to come out of something so tragic. Okay, let's move on. Many people across the country are suffering from severe seasonal allergies, but just how bad is it? Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia has video you've got to see to believe. Hey, Mike.
Oh, it is bad back here. Not very far from Philly is a town called Millville, New Jersey. So this guy shot this video with his cell phone. He takes a front loader, piece of construction equipment, and gently pushes it up to the tree trunk so they don't damage the tree, and then just taps the tree. Look at that. See all that? All that green stuff, yellowish stuff? That's pollen. Pollen! The trees that are the worst, maples, sugar maples, oak, and birch. And we talked to some folks that know about pollen. They said just the slightest breeze can take those little particles of pollen up to 350 miles.
So, Mike, is there anything we can do to help deal with all this pollen?
Well, the allergists we talked to say stay indoors. Well, we can't do that. But if you need to get out or maybe exercise, do it early in the morning. Also, wash your pillowcases because pollen from your hair can be there until you wash it. Also, we learned that there are male and female trees, and the worst pollen, of course, comes off the male trees. We're to blame for everything, Kristen.
Well, sometimes you guys deserve it. Thanks, Mike.
Sylvia Bloom lived a frugal life, working as a legal secretary at a law firm in Manhattan for more than 67 years. So when she passed away at the age of 96 in 2016, it came as a great surprise to her friends and family that Sylvia had quietly amassed a fortune of over $9 million. In her will, Sylvia directed the lion's share of that money, more than $8 million total, to be donated to charities that support education. It turns out she was able to build her wealth by being observant at work. Sylvia would often be directed to purchase stocks for her bosses, and when they would select a certain stock to buy, Sylvia would purchase the same stock in a smaller amount. Over time, her investments proved to be quite lucrative. So while she could have lived on Park Avenue, Sylvia generously donated her fortune to help children attain a better life through education.
A Major League Baseball player who returned to the plate after the death of his mother got an uplifting response from fans at the game. You could see the emotion in Stephen Piscotty's eyes, and he acknowledged the crowd's support. The Oakland A took Monday off to honor his mom, but returned to the team on Tuesday. And in his first at-bat of the game, he singled to center field. Piscotty's mom was battling ALS, and Stephen actually made headlines before the season when St. Louis traded him to Oakland so he could be closer to her. He set up a charitable fund in his mother's honor for ALS research, and the A's have pledged to match $50,000 in donations.
Yeah, what a good thing for them to do. That is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. A company advertised highly trained service dogs that could save owners' lives, but now they're being accused of a scam. Plus, scientists researching a new drug discovered an interesting side effect, a potential cure for baldness. And one man has made a dramatic plea for help to save his sick wife.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.